Chapter 6. The smile curdled on Damien's face. He took a few steps back, rocked by Molly's words. He ran a hand through his hair. It was the expression of a man who had not had to confront powerful emotions in quite some time. "I thought I recognized you when I first saw you," Molly said, "but I couldn't place you. It had been a long time since I last saw Mickey. Then I saw him the other day. It was only now, after seeing you again, that I realized where I had seen you." "Stop saying his name," Damien said. He stumbled back and took a seat on a bench. "I'm sorry I upset you," Molly said. "No, it's all right," Damien said. "It's been a while since I heard his name." "He said things about you," Molly said. "Told me what happened to you. I'm sorry. Nothing like that should have ever happened." "I think about Mickey all the time," Damien said. "And my wife. Tell me, are they..." "They're fine," Molly said. "Both of them." "Good," Damien said, with that tight smile again. "Why don't you go see him?" Molly said. "He's not far away." "He wouldn't want to see me," Damien said. "Not that he could." "You know he has your gift," Molly said. "He spent many years listening for you, hoping he would hear your voice." "I knew he had the gift," Damien said. "At the time, I was very proud. I look forward to the day when we would work together on helping lift the spirits. Then I was put into the psychiatric ward. There was never anything wrong with me. You can't imagine what it's like to be in a ward for mentally ill patients when there's nothing wrong with you." "I'm sorry," Molly said. She'd said it twice now. She couldn't think of anything else worthy to say. "It must have been tough," Molly said. "It was," Damien said. "There was only one way I could think of to escape." He held up his wrists and showed the twin scars underneath the sleeves of his coat. "As a ghost, there was no way to remove your clothing. It stayed in place, a part of who you were." "You ought to go see him," Molly said. "I know he wants to hear from you." "Not after all these years," Damien said. "It would be unfair to him and his mother. They lost me, and now they're over me and ought to get on with their lives. I used to go see them, watch them go about their lives, but it's too painful. The life I should have shared with them." He began to cry, an unnatural movement with his juddering shoulders. He hadn't cried in years. Molly charged herself with electricity and placed her hand on his back. Damien flinched back like he'd been struck. "Get off me," he said, leaping to his feet. "I never said you could touch me." I'm sorry," Molly said. "Why are you doing this to me?" Damien said. "Did someone send you? Did the guards bring you down here? It's not my time to go. I won't go." "Calm down," Molly said. "Nobody sent me. I came here to learn." "You've learned now," Damien said, fire in his eyes. "What more do you want from me? Leave me alone." He turned and ran across the platform, leaping onto a passing train. In seconds, it was gone. "There goes a sad and lonely man," Molly thought. "He would spend eternity on Earth. Is that what she would end up like? Living out the rest of their existence?" No, she couldn't, wouldn't allow that to happen. She needed to fix this problem. There was always a solution. You just needed to dig deep enough. A plan began to form in her mind. She could do it, but she needed help. And getting the help she needed might be the hardest part of the process of all.